Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sesami with Kwanka starts off our afternoon. A very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Friday's edition of Spectrum. I tell you what, I almost said Monday. I don't know why it feels like a Monday, but trust me, it really, really does feel like a Monday. And so, oh man, absolutely love being with you this beautiful afternoon. And as we started off, of course, we started at on a very high note. Ladies in the house it is. I mean, I love the idea of it being a ladies' house. I love men, don't worry, but I love the idea of us ruling. And so I'm not alone this afternoon. I've got, let me say, Team A21. If I had a horn, I'd go boo, boo, boo. And I got Chantal with me in studio this afternoon. Good afternoon, Chantal.
Hi, Luca.
How are you doing?
Wonderful. It's a privilege to be here today.
Help me pronounce your surname.
Mentz.
Mentz.
Yes.
that Z is an S, right?
Yes.
Mentz.
Yes.
Okay. Welcome in, Chantal. Lovely to have you with me. I think let's start here today. Somebody's hearing A21 and they're wondering, A21? Isn't that a cell phone or something?
I was wondering about the same thing when I first heard about it.
So who is A21? What are you guys? Is it an organization, a company? Who are you guys?
Okay, so A21 is an international NPO. It's a global organization aimed at ending modern-day slavery one person at a time. A21 is a funny name. It's a weird name.
It is.
Yeah. But it stands for abolishing slavery in the 21st century.
Oh.
So there's meaning behind it.
Oh, it's not just a and that's it,
no.
A phrase.
So it's global, so that we around many different countries all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And in South Africa, we are based in Cape Town, our headquarters. And then we've got different A teams around the country, which are all volunteers.
Okay.
And then we try to bring awareness. So A21 is split into three areas,
mm-hmm.
which is the reach portion, the first part,
okay.
where we bring awareness and training to different organizations, schools, churches, at different levels. So we teach children from preschool.
Wow.
Right up until they finish school at 18. And then professionals, we do training for them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the level of whoever our audience is.
Oh.
A21 has written many different programs so that we can really equip whoever we are bringing the truth to.
Yeah.
And so that's the reach part where I'm involved in as well. And then we in the rescue portion as well,
okay.
where we work with law enforcement to help rescue the individuals that are caught in human trafficking. That's where the hotline number comes in as well, where so we'll follow up on those leads and then the law enforcement goes out to rescue the people that are caught up in human trafficking. Then we go to the third portion, which is the restore. This is where once the victims have been rescued, they are taken to safe houses. And then there the restoration process begins. So it's a 6-month process or maybe a bit longer. It depends on the victims. And then as soon as they are restored and healed, they can be put back into the community or integrate back into the community again.
You speak of safe houses. Are these under A21 or do you guys facilitate that with safe houses that you guys happen to know in and around that particular city? Or are these primarily facilitated by you guys?
I think it depends on the number of availabilities we have in our own safe house. I think that if our own safe house is full, then obviously we will collaborate with other safe houses because it's not about working alone. It's about joining hands. We're all fighting the same fight
to
keep people safe. So if there's not enough room with us, then obviously we'll reach out to those that are in the same industry.
You said the A stands for abolishing modern-day slavery.
Yes.
What does modern-day slavery mean and how different would you say it is from the slavery we always knew with the shackles and the whatnot?
Well, did you know that today there are more people enslaved than at any other time in history, even when it was legal?
Really?
So there's about 50 million people enslaved in the world today.
Sure.
Human trafficking is a $236 billion industry.
What?
Every year. Every year.
Sure.
So when drugs get traded once between the dealer and the person receiving it, mm-hmm. a human can be traded up to 10 times a day.
Sure.
So there's no end on the profit that gets made. Mm. So what differentiates it from in history is it's the same thing. They also get, people get sold for money.
Of course.
So that brings us to the next question. How do we differentiate between just sexual abuse or abuse or abduction and human trafficking? Human
trafficking. That's what I wanted to know. And there's kidnapping as well.
Yes. So it's all closely related. But human trafficking is when somebody, like the perpetrator, mm-hmm. uses force or manipulation or fraud or tricking the person, mm-hmm. Threats to use somebody for their bodies for labor.
Okay.
Or for sexual exploitation.
Mm.
And they make a profit from it. So that is what differentiates it from normal abuse. If there's money that gets traded for that person, then it becomes human trafficking.
Oh.
Yes.
And so could kidnapping form part of human trafficking?
Yes, if there is an exchange of money.
Oh, that makes sense.
So if somebody is sold for money, either they get used to do labor, mm-hmm. by force, or for sexual exploitation, then it is human trafficking.
All right. So here's another thing I've always thought about, and I think it's because we always used to associate kidnapping in particular, for instance, with kids. We thought it's napping a kid, taking a kid. But who gets human trafficked? Is it children? Is it adults? Or can anybody get trafficked?
Anybody gets trafficked. Mm. Nobody is safe at all. Human trafficking does not discriminate against race, gender, age. Nobody is left out of it.
Yeah.
If you look at the different forms of human trafficking, if we just touch on it quickly, you get forced labor, you get bonded labor, you get domestic servitude, you get child soldiers, forced child begging, organ harvesting, baby farms, illegal adoptions, sexual exploitation, and then the core focus, which we are now on, is online sexual exploitation. So from even before the baby is born, they can be trafficked. They can be groomed for trafficking. So if it's a baby farm, for instance, that mom, as soon as she gives birth, the baby is taken.
Is taken immediately.
So either for illegal adoption or their organs are harvested. So it's from young to old.
Sure. It's interesting. You mentioned another form of human trafficking. Don't worry, we're still going to have a lot of this conversation because I do understand you guys are also having an event happening very soon. And I want you to give me more details on that. But you mentioned forced child begging. Mm. You know, I know of a story of a lady who says a colleague of hers one day told her that, listen, there's this route I use every single day. And I see this child that I could swear looks like your child. I kid you not. And the lady says, no, man, my child's at home with the house assistant. And she says, okay, fine, friend. But I can swear this child really looks like your child. Listen, go home. Lunchtime, use a different route. Or just take a different lunchtime schedule. Use a different route to the one you usually use. I'm telling you, you'll see your child. Indeed, she used that route. And did she not spot a child with the house exec?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So this lady was hired. And during the day, within certain hours, because she knew the mom was at work, she would use a spot she knew the mom was not likely to use to go and beg and use the child. And I think from that story for me, it made me wonder, because how many times do we see moms, or who we think are moms, on the traffic lights with little children? And for me, that I will never understand. Usually they'll be sitting down and the child will be going within the cars and asking. And I'm like, what? And isn't this child supposed to be at school?
Exactly.
Do you guys find that that's common in South Africa, the child begging thing? Is it a forced one as well?
Well, I can't say that in every case it is forced begging, but it is a growing concern because in a lot of these cases, it is in fact either the child doesn't have documentation or you don't. It's like you said, you don't know if the lady pretending to be the mom is in fact that child's mom.
Exactly,
there might be somebody behind them dropping them off, and you know, putting this child with that woman, and then saying, you sitting at that corner and you're going to bring in so much money. And at the end of the day, that money goes to that person. Like, that's like a pimp.
Makes sense.
You then give your money. You feel bad for the child.
Exactly.
You give the child money. That money goes to the lady. That lady gives the money then to whoever is controlling
her.
Exactly. And what makes it difficult is that if there's no paperwork for that lady or for that child, then it's a bigger problem, because then how do you rescue them if they're not on the system?
That's true.
So there's a lot of things to think about. I think we should start praying more,
interceding
more, to ask the Lord to really intervene, because those children need to be in a safe place.
Exactly.
They need to be put in school where they can learn. It's their right. It's their it's their basic human rights. And instead, they, in a one-by-one meter in the street, between cars, the whole day.
Sure. In the scorching heat, even.
Exactly. And people think that they're doing a good thing by just giving them money.
But
you don't know if that money is going to go to that poor child.
True.
Or the lady.
Yet at the same time, it's also a difficult one not to give.
Exactly.
And only to realize there truly is a need. Mm. It's a very difficult one, I must say. But you also spoke earlier on about A21 doing like trainings and whatnot with organizations. How does that look like, and usually what type of organizations, any organization or organizations dealing with a particular group of people?
Well, it depends. If we take schools, for instance, so there's three programs that A21 presents or teaches on, and it's the preschool portion, where it's really young kids that we teach them about what are safe and unsafe secrets, safe and unsafe touch, so that we just make them aware, so that they can be educated about what is right and what is wrong. If we look at the primary school, then it's from about grade 3 to grade 7. That's the primary school. And then we teach it on their level again, but a bit more advanced. And then if we look at high school, then there we delve more into the deeper, finer details of what's going on. Also, what is age appropriate?
Yes.
So they will touch on false job opportunities, because a lot of kids these days, especially if they close to matric, they are going to start looking for a job
part-time
soon. So a lot of people get scammed into these false jobs, and it's not only these days just about false jobs, it's about being trafficked. So they don't see their loved ones again. So you might think that you're sending your kid overseas to be an au pair, or joining a soccer team, which is well known, for instance, when in fact it's a scam. And then the kids are not safe. Parents need to be vigilant as well. That's what makes 821, the hotline number, so good, because it's not only used to report any human trafficking incidents that you might be aware of. Also, if you're a parent and before your child applies for a job, you can phone the 821 hotline number and then ask them, is this a legitimate company?
Oh.
And they'll find out. So just to keep your child safe.
Sure, that's interesting. Because I think we have this thing of hotlines must only be called when we are actually in trouble.
Mm.
I love that. I don't know if you saw this recently, and it was all over the news, where influencers, actually South African influencers, were offering young adults jobs. I think up until 23, and there were medical tests to be done. You had to be healthy, you had to be young, you had to be... There were specs, only to find out it's actually a human trafficking tactic, actually. So we really are living in those times where we need to be more alert. Now, speaking of A21, I do believe that you guys are having an event very soon. Tell us a bit more about it. What is it called, and what are you guys wanting to bring to our attention?
Okay, so previously, A21 would have a Walk for Freedom once a year in October. Mm-hmm. And this is where we would have gone out in the streets and just brought awareness about the realities of human trafficking. But because online sexual exploitation has increased by 300% in just the last year, A21 decided to do it a bit differently this year. So this year, they're going to have a Global Freedom Summit. So each A team in your specific town will be having a different event on a different day, but it's all called the Global Freedom Summit. And this year specifically, they're going to zoom in on the rise of online sexual exploitation. Mm. And not just to bring awareness to parents and children. It's really going to delve deeper, where there's going to be this long video of about an hour, where they're going to give you statistics and stories and really teach you what to look out for. Mm. So that by the end of the day, you're going to walk out there and you're going to be equipped as a parent to know how to keep your child safe from the internet and from social media, so that your child is not fall prey to human trafficking. So our event is going to be the A21 Gauteng Global Freedom Summit. It's going to be held on the Friday, the 31st of October at Kulash Church in Pretoria East. It will be from around 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock the evening, so it won't be that long. But at the end of the night, we're going to also incorporate prayer because it's very important.
We need it.
We can't do this fight or be take part of this fight without Jesus.
True.
He's the answer. He's the key. He's the one that came to set all captives free. We need him to lead us on the road we need to take for the safety of our kids. So it's going to be the event. Being equipped and then ending with prayer and worship that's going to be led by a Christian band called Onbeskaamd.
Wow, absolutely lovely. Is it an absolutely free event or?
Yes, it's going to be free. There's no cost involved. You do just need to register so that we make sure that we've got enough seats available.
Of course.
And for those people who maybe can't attend the event on the 31st of October, they can also come into contact with us and we can then go and have a global Freedom Summit at their church, for instance. It just depends what the need is, and then we can make arrangements according to that.
You spoke earlier on of volunteers. Is that always open? What can people do if they'd love to be part of such an organization?
Okay, so just to answer your previous question that I think I didn't finish properly. So with the different organizations we go to, I mentioned the schools.
Yes.
But we also go to churches, workplaces. Mm-hmm. We go to children's homes, teach the social workers. We do professional training as well. So if it's the police sector or the legal sector, it doesn't matter. It depending on where we have to go and what the audience is, we can then bring them specialized training to equip them in the area that they are in.
Wow.
So to answer this question,
volunteering?
Yes. So people can be part of A21 in different ways. I mean, not all of us, most of us have a day job. So I myself do as well. But you can be involved in an A21 team closest to you. There are many teams in South Africa, so mm-hmm. you just need to contact, if you go onto our website, www.821.org, and search for South Africa, you can come into contact with our headquarters in Cape Town, and then they'll divert you to the correct A team in your area. So you can either be part of the reach sector, mm-hmm. where we bring awareness, and then depending on where your gift is. So if you can speak to people, then you can form part in that area. Or if you're better in social media or background sound or printing, designing, it just depends. There's a place for every person at 821. As long as your heart is to see the Lord's people be set free from captivity, then you're going to fit right in.
So it's actually a Christian NPO.
Yes, it is.
Oh, love to hear it. Love to hear it. Oh, man, I must say, this has really been eye-opening in a time where, as parents, we are always in a panic mode. You know, I remember a while back, my kid's principal sent me a message to say, in fact, I think I said I was going to a mall. She said, are you going with them? I said, well, I don't have a helper. I've got to take them with me. She said, oh, mommy, please put them in a trolley. Make sure they're in front of you. You know, kids get snatched. That's the era we're living in. And if we can equip ourselves in that regard, we need to do exactly that. So, yeah.
Yes, that is so true. I mean, the thought that people have about human trafficking is exactly that you get physically snatched.
Yeah.
But your child can be trafficked from the safety of his own home.
Sure.
Your child can maybe be sitting in the living room playing an online game or being on social media.
Mm.
You can be busy cooking in the kitchen, thinking your child is safe, just relaxing. Yeah. When in fact, they can be trafficked right then and there.
Sure.
There's a whole grooming process that the traffickers use. So most of the time, it's somebody your child knows. Might be a friend, a family member. Or otherwise, it might be the groomer then uses a fake profile to then pretend to be somebody your kid's own age.
True.
And then they fall prey to that. And they isolate them as quickly as possible and bring in fear. So the child will be too scared to tell you about it.
Yo, we're living in tough times. And like you're saying, our kids are always on their phones as well. So it doesn't make things easier. It needs us to be even more alert ourselves as well. But Chantal, thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add before I say my goodbyes to you?
Yes, I think if somebody wants to contact us specifically for our event in on the Friday, the 31st of October, they can also call us directly. No, I can't find the 821 number. It's fine. If they just contact our head office in Cape Town, then they will direct them to us. Or they can contact the Collage Church in Pretoria East. And then, yes, they must just register. And we would love to
please
see them.
Please do register.
Bring their friends, bring their family, and let's just stand up together for the injustice that's being done.
Oh, man. Chantal, thank you so much, my lovey. Have a great Friday evening.
Thanks, Lico.
You into it. Oh, still afternoon, but hey, get ushered into your evening. Thank you so much and God bless.
Thank you, Lico.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, anyplace. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
The word for you today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the word for you today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.